It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman in that corner. Wait, that corner. Down there. Megan Huffman's joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg each and every Tuesday. Today's no exception. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Election Day. I hope everyone gets out and exercises their vote today.
Please do. Megan brings us a guest from the nonprofit world, and today is no exception. Who did you bring us?
Hi, yes, I'm delighted to have Nikki Williams, who is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the Virginia Skyline Council, here with us today. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how to get involved with the Girl Scouts, what they're doing, and a cool event that they have coming up. So we're grateful that you're here with us today, Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, Nikki. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. So tell us about the Girl Scouts. I have two younger kids. Well, one's a little bit older now, but my oldest daughter was in Girl Scouts. Well, tell us about Girl Scouts specifically in our region and how are things going?
Sure. So the Girl Scouts of Virginia Skyline is the council that covers our area. We actually cover 36 counties in Virginia, so 18,000 square miles, a really large footprint. But, you know, the mission for Girl Scouts has remained the same since they started, which is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And we take that mission very seriously here in our council and try to provide as many opportunities as we can for the girls in Virginia Skyline to get involved, to really build those skills, make their community a better place, but also making sure that we are meeting them where they are and fulfilling the needs for programming that they're interested in right now.
Now, you told us geographically where you're located, and that is just a staggering amount of acreage. How many kids do you serve?
Yeah, so a little over 3,500 girls in that footprint. And yes, we're working to be back at our pre-COVID numbers, which, you know, we're really working really hard to try to get to 5,000. And frankly, I'd love for it to be 50,000, right? If every girl in our footprint wants to be a Girl Scout, we want to make sure that opportunity is there for them to participate with us.
Now, we thank you for joining us remotely. Typically, when we have the Girl Scouts in, they come in studio and you bring cookies. So that's the one thing that we're missing.
I will bring you cookies. I promise. I'll make sure we get those there. We're gearing up for that. So you got about another month, but we're getting there.
Samoas, please.
Absolutely.
I like the one. Which ones have the peanut butter in them?
That's the tagline with the chocolate on the outside. That's the tagline.
No chocolate. Just the.
Oh, you like the peanut butter patties? So that's mm-hmm. Dosey Doughs. Okay.
Yes, those are my favorites.
I really enjoyed, now that we're sharing, the lemon. There was some new lemon flavor.
Oh yes, the lemon ups
with a cup of tea. It was really lovely.
It's really great. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So now we all know what our favorite Girl Scout
cookies. Yeah, we don't have to fight over them.
I'll bring a plethora of them.
So you guys have an event that's coming up. Here, let me bring up the screen here. This is Spellbound Spectacular. Tell us about this particular event.
We are so excited. So this is open for all ages in our Girl Scouts. And it's just a fun, magical event. The girls are going to be sorted into houses based on our four program pillars for Girl Scouts. Outdoors, life skills, STEM, and entrepreneurship. And then they're going to get to have fun activities like life-size wizard chests, the scavenger hunt. They actually get to have a sweet shop where they're going to make all kinds of really fun, magical treats. They'll even get to make their own wands. So just a really fun weekend, all filled with magic and excitement for the girls.
All right. So where is this being held, and can anyone attend?
Okay, so it is being held at our Camp Sacagawea there in Lynchburg. You have to register to attend. We do have a bit of a waiting list right now, but we're hoping to be able to pull those off. So yes, people can find the information right there on the event page. The link is there to register or to join our wait list, and it is going to be this Friday. This is the very first time we've ever had it, and it seems to have a really great following. So we are planning to bring this back again for more opportunities for girls in the area to get involved.
Very nice. When is this event?
It is this Saturday, the 9th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our camp.
You can learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Just type in Girl Scouts. All the information is there. The links to the Girl Scouts of Virginia Skylines page and social media is there as well as this event. So you can find out more. Again, just visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Nikki, this is all really, really good stuff. I'm so glad that you guys are building back the amount of Girl Scouts that can come out. And do you need volunteers? Do you need helpers for these events and other things?
We always need volunteers. So yes, so Girl Scouting is designed to really be delivered locally. So as a council level, obviously covering 18,000 square miles is quite a bit. And being able to really be at that local level is where those incredible volunteers that we have all across the council come in. So we are always in need of volunteers to help in any way. Certainly we need co-leaders, but within every troop, there's a lot that has to get done. So we need volunteers who are willing to help parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, older siblings. We really, anyone who's interested in participating from one session to leading one activity to all the way up to being a co-leader. We are always in need of volunteers and would love to have them come join. We have lots of training we give them to make sure they're prepared and training that certainly can be used beyond the Girl Scouts as well.
Very, very cool. Well, again, you can learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved, volunteer, learn about the events that are coming up. It's all right there on the platform. Megan?
Yes.
Hello.
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 We're really, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is really proud to be a regular supporter of the Girl Scouts and making sure that their programming is serving all of the area. The footprint that the Greater Lynchburg serves is Amherst, Appomattox, Bedford, Campbell, and the city of Lynchburg. And so we're grateful that the Girl Scouts cover so much of that territory and help us deliver the funding, you know, that our donors entrust us with to support those further reaching counties and delivering content for girls that might not be real close to, you know, a lot of programming, but have some of this awesome resource that they're providing, like the camps. And
I believe Megan disconnected for a second.
Yes, we are really grateful to have that partnership. They are incredibly wonderful to us and support us in all of our activities. And again, because Girl Scouting, it's so large and it takes so many people, it is not done with just one person or one group. So we are really grateful for the partnership.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we thank them as well. Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and Bill can speak to this as well. As has just been very transformative to so many organizations in our area. There's Megan again.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm recording on my phone and I got a phone call and it blacked me out. I'm sorry.
that's just fine.
Was the last thing that you heard me say?
Well, we were talking about how the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation supports the Girl Scouts. Nikki picked it up, but please, by all means, Megan, continue.
Oh, I was just saying that we're so grateful that they help us deliver wonderful content to girls across the region. And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation just this weekend came out with our annual report, and it shows the impact over the last fiscal year. And we had record-breaking amounts of donations, record-breaking amounts of giving, and we helped to serve and give grants and scholarships to over 250 organizations. So it's a new high for us, and that only is possible when we have wonderful donors in the area who believe in philanthropy and believe in legacy, giving back to the foundation. So you can help programs like the Girl Scouts and others in our region, either by, you know, specifically designating or just putting it in a big giant pot and entrusting the distribution committee to make those choices and decisions.
Absolutely. You can learn more by visiting LynchburgFoundation.org. And also learn more if you're part of a nonprofit organization. You need to join Share Greater Lynchburg. It's 181 nonprofit organizations on the platform are represented on Share Greater Lynchburg. It's free to participate, and it is a catch-all. It's a it's the one-stop shop go-to for nonprofit organizations throughout our area. If you are looking for any nonprofit organization, one that tugs at your heartstrings or one that you'd like to become involved with, either volunteering or even volunteering at the board level, you can learn about those opportunities. You can shop for those organizations, make donations to those organizations, and just learn about their events that are coming up. It's a wonderful platform. So we encourage everybody to visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
That's great. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Nikki, thank you so much. I'm looking. I don't have any cookies yet.
I'm going to get them, I promise.
No pressure, Nikki. No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever.
We actually should do the right thing and buy them.
Yes.
From the Girl Scouts.
We're going to buy cases of them.
Absolutely. And, well, I'm not, but I'm going to buy plenty, I'm sure.
We'll buy cases of them. We'll have them in the green room. Well, folks, good. Thank you so much for joining us each and every Tuesday. Megan, Bill, Nikki, thank you so much. It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.